Hey everybody, what's going on? Checkpoint XP on campus, smacking you in the face once again. Your host Norris Howard here alongside my fellow bumpy brain, that is Jacob Brothers. What's up, Jacob?
What's up? How we doing?
We're joined by a very special guest, Jared Montgomery, also known as Monty. He's the partnerships manager for the esports team out at Clemson University. That's right, Clemson out there in South Carolina. Well-known school. Also, a school that I've always liked because I think their uniforms and their logo are just amazing.
So good.
Clemson always has the best uniforms.
And the esports jerseys are the same way.
Absolutely. But we want to welcome Monty to the show. Monty, how you doing,
man? Hey, thank you very much. I'm doing good. Happy to be here, man. We got some fresh jerseys coming, though. That's for sure.
Ooh, okay. Hold on. We don't want to, we got a merch drop coming, too.
It's coming.
Oh, man. But, not only thanks for joining us on the show, but I want to start off very quickly asking a very simple question. You are the first partnerships manager of a college esports team I have ever met. Yep. And so what I definitely want to ask you is that what does your job even entail? And how did you get to be a partnerships manager at Clemson? Because I find your position in and of itself very interesting for a college team.
So before I was even officially in the club, Clemson Esports is technically a club on campus, but before I was even the past president, his name was Bobby, he did everything for the club. And so when he graduated, people were scrambling to fill his shoes because he was awesome. And one of the things he did really well was reach out to these different companies and secure like prizing and sponsorships for our club. And when the new officers came in, they had like five new officers, like president, community head, competitive head, event coordinator, all that stuff. They didn't have anybody that knew how to reach out and do marketing type stuff. And so I was marketing major. I was like, that's me. All right, get me in there. And so they brought me on like immediately. And so, that's been kind of my role since. And I've taken on a lot of other responsibilities besides doing and finding partnerships. But yeah, that's where that all stemmed from.
Yeah, I definitely had to ask that because Jacob and myself, we often talk about just how many paths students can take in the world of esports that aren't necessarily readily available or apparent right on campus. And I think this is a really great example of, like you said, you're a marketing major and you're just like, but I still love esports. So why don't I just combine the two? And, become a partnerships manager. I think that's amazing. And I think your story of that is amazing in and of itself.
Really quick, do you think that like the success that you found from finding partnerships or like your position is because you're in such a big name school? Like if you were like a smaller school, do you think it'd be a lot harder to secure some of those sponsorships and partnerships?
That's a complicated answer. Partly, yes, because Clemson does have some relationships formed already with their sports sponsorships, but those are hard to break into because you have to go through all the contracts and all that and see what's available. And then partly no, because Clemson doesn't recognize our esports team. Like they don't recognize us as official. And so at a smaller school, sometimes it's a lot easier to get that done. You know, like there's a school, Erskine, that's an hour away from us. They have like, I think less than 1500 students versus Clemson has 25,000. They have a full blown esports program with scholarships and an esports director, and it's like they're way ahead of us and they have like a tenth the amount of students, you know.
Yeah,
so it's a twofold issue there, but yeah, in some ways definitely.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you know, as a large school like you just said, you know, around 25,000 students, you know, not only are you guys pushing for varsity, but why do you think there's sort of a reluctance on behalf of maybe some larger institutions to formalize esports programs? I mean, it costs way less money to start an esports program than it would to be to start a lacrosse team or to manage a football team. You know, why do you think that a school the size of Clemson, you know, hasn't just come to you guys and said, hit the go button, you're varsity?
Biggest issue, they haven't seen the profits yet. You know, that's like, every time that we've had a big event, we show them what we've done and they're like, oh, that's sick. And then nothing happens. But like, as soon as they start seeing profits, I know they're going to jump on it, which is like something that I've been focusing on is how to get the club to that point. And that's entailed like trying to get us a space on campus and all that. But like when we have these big events, they see that we have 400 to 600 students in our club, which is the second biggest student organization on campus, but they don't recognize that. And we're just like, all right, that's cool. You know, like we'll do our own thing until you see that we're going to be extremely profitable for you guys. But, go ahead.
Do you think that conferences would also help with that? Cause we've talked about, in the past how like certain schools will play in like their own conference, or they're playing like their rivals that they'd be playing in like other traditional sports. Do you think that if Clemson Esports is playing regularly against like the regular rivals, that the higher ups would take note of that and make varsity a higher priority?
Yeah, our Rocket League team right now is actually playing in the ACC Rocket League stuff, and so there's 8 teams in that, and they're doing okay. yeah, definitely once they start to see that. So
yeah, and so you know, you talked about it, it's great, and they definitely have the right guy in charge of the marketing, because you're hitting all the questions even before we get to them sometimes. Because you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the size of you guys' club, because you know, a varsity team has to kind of pare down and have its sort of core players, and maybe, you know, a couple different esports, and then its support team, but that may not expand past, you know, 30-40 people. You guys are talking about, you know, hundreds of people that are part of your esports club. You know, you talked about the revenue. To me, it sounds like, what do you guys think that you need to do as a college club? Because I know there's going to be a lot of college clubs that are looking at this, that want to take this to their schools. They want to become varsity programs. What do you think clubs have to do to convince, beyond just profits, convince the schools that this is worth doing?
Student engagement is a big one, because even the people in our university that should have known how big our club was didn't until I brought it to their attention. So they have to show that this is not only a big selling point as far as profits, but as far as bringing students to your school to do this. Because now we're seeing companies like Microsoft, IBM, they're recruiting people that have a background in esports, because they have that background in teamwork and that kind of stuff, and background and teamwork, not only with people that you're used to being with, but people from all over the globe that you're used to meshing with, because you have to be on a team environment with them and work together with them and to get to a common goal. So when you see companies like those that are ready to hire people that have a background in esports, then universities need to see, and they started to at Clemson anyway, they need to see that like we need to like foster this, because it's a big thing that could be happening here.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, we're talking to Jared Montgomery, aka Monty. He's the partnerships manager at Clemson University for their esports program. And I want to ask a little bit now about you guys' esports club in particular. How many games do you guys play? You know, where can people watch where you guys play, in sort of the boilerplate stuff? Where can we watch you?
Yeah, so we have last year we had like 24 actual teams that were fielded. Only like 11 of those were A teams. The rest were B and C and D teams when we had overflow. So where you can watch us, we're relaunching our Twitch channel this fall, actually. So that'll be twitch.tv/Clemson Esports, and we're going to have the majority of our matches and leagues and tournaments put on there if we can. So we're trying to get that up and running, and so it's all in one place, because right now we just have like our players streaming it one by one. You know, we can tweet that out, but yeah, we can tweet that out and like get people to go there, but it's not going to be as big as if it was all just consolidated in one place. Right. But yeah, we have 400 to 600 students in our club. Obviously not all of those are in an actual team, but a lot of them support the teams and are friends with people in the teams, and we definitely want to cater to our casual audience too, because they build the actual esports side of it for us. So
are there any of your teams in particular that you think are going to make a big splash in the upcoming fall season?
Our Rocket League team is going to do work. They're putting in the work right now. They've been playing together for a good while now, and they're going to pop off. But hopefully we're going to have a good Valorant team. I hope there's a good collegiate scene for that, but we have some aimers in our club, so we're hoping that takes off.
Well, you know, I hope it takes off as well. Valorant is something we're constantly talking about in terms of how it'll shape up in the collegiate scene. With Riot sort of taking, I don't want to say a back seat, but sort of a more passive stance on Valorant as opposed to League of Legends. Do you guys see Valorant really as something that could really pop off, particularly in the college scene, even if it doesn't necessarily do so with some sort of pro scene?
Yeah, because the college scene is primarily third-party tournaments, not sponsored by the game devs, you know? So we already know how to run those kinds of tournaments. So if we don't have Riot backing us, then we're like, all right, you weren't going to most likely anyway. So I think the college scene is going to do just fine without that. The pro scene's going to be a little rough without that because you're going to have 20 different people trying to run tournaments like you see now with T1, TSM, all that kind of stuff. They're just running all the kinds of different tournaments. But absolutely, that's going to take off in college. As long as the game stays relevant, you know, that's always the most important thing. But as long as there's
a good chance.
Yeah. And so, Monty, where can people get in touch with you, find you? Because like I said, I know there's a lot of students out there that would love to pick your brain about your experience on sort of the marketing and business side of esports, even in college. Where can we find you?
Yeah, I'm at MontyDay1 on Twitter, or you can join our Clemson Esports Discord or follow our @Clemson Esports on Twitter. And I get those DMs too. So if you want to reach me through any of those things, I'm pretty much there 24/7. Then you can reach me.
All right, Monty, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and we wish you guys all the luck coming up in the semester, where you be on campus or online. We hope you guys have a great season, and we look forward to seeing Clemson dominating all the esports they participate in.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for letting me plug Clemson a little bit.